Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I just wonder, George Wingfield, how many innocent people have been harmed because the government is screwing with them, particularly in relationship to UFOs? Just wondering.
Yeah. Well, as regards directed energy weapon, I do cover this in some detail in the book. And I'm not suggesting that a directed energy weapon was involved in any way with the Cash Landerman incident, but I am suggesting that such a weapon was employed at Rendlesham Forest. And I think this is what John Burroughs was zapped with, and I think this accounts for his all his health problems from that time onwards.
Well, and we do know that directed energy weapons are a real thing, because I remember, God, what was it, you know, 5-10 years ago, the military brought out these crowd control machines that they called them. They basically were like on top of Humvees, and they were microwaves. Yep. They would direct microwave beams at a crowd, and it would make the people feel like their skin was on fire. Yeah, I mean, you just go to Google and look that up, and you'll find it. So I'm sure there's even more sophisticated.
Well, that's mentioned in my book as well. Yeah, sure. That thing for crowd control, which was put on top of Humvee. I forget what it is now, but I do mention it somewhere in the book.
The research for directed energy weapons goes way back. I mean, as early as probably the 1960s.
Oh, sure, sure, absolutely. And it goes back, if you remember, Star Wars, and Ronald Reagan was very much in favor of what was called Star Wars. I forget it's its official name then, was to have satellites with some kind of a huge energy gun, directed energy weapon of some kind, which was capable of blasting rockets, ICBMs, enemy satellites, things of this kind, and destroying them at a distance. I don't think it was really possible with the technology at the time, but on a much smaller scale, to have a directed energy weapon, which, I'm shooting you with one of these things from a range of, say, 20 feet, 30 feet. That's much more practical and can do quite a lot of damage to you, short of killing you. Probably could kill you as well if you were even closer.
Oh, well, you know, the scientist Nikola Tesla back in the 1930s came up with the plans and how to build it, a particle beam weapon that was proved to be very efficient and workable by both the United States and the Soviet Union probably as early as the 1970s. But, you know, this is a technology that's been worked on for quite a long time.
Well, that's right, because that's why Star Wars got all the support it did, because it was in particular because there was this general called Keegan who said, well, the Soviets have got a particle beam weapon like this, and they're ahead of us, and they're trying it out in Semipalatinsk, which is in the middle of Kazakhstan, where they conducted all their nuclear tests. And they've got this particle beam weapon, and you got a lot of people in Congress and in the Senate really quite sort of worked up. America's got to close the gap we can't allow the Soviets to be ahead of us on this sort of thing. But that sort of particle beam weapon, that's on quite a large scale, and you need the huge pulses of enemy energy, which you have to focus on the incoming airplane or missile or whatever it is you wish to disable or destroy.
Just parenthetically, George, parenthetically, we look at Russia within the Soviet Union, and we think if they were actually developing such a thing, 50 years later, you think, you know, wait a minute, wouldn't they have used something like that in the war with Ukraine to kind of speed things up? Because the one thing that the Soviets, or now the Russians, seem to suffer with is poor technology, not just poorly trained soldiers, but not having the technology to do away with Ukraine in 3 days after a year, they're still fighting.
Well, that is true, but I don't think a particle beam weapon would have been much use to the Russians in this war they're pursuing now. And I think that back in the 1980s, when it was said they had a particle beam weapon in Semipalatinsk, I don't think it was very successful. I think the test went on for quite a time, but they probably completely failed to bring down an airplane or a drone or anything with a weapon. So I think the whole thing was abandoned. But on a smaller scale, yes, maybe small particle beam weapons are useful as non-lethal weapons. And but in Ukraine, they obviously want lethal. They want a regular rifle, good rifle, and things which can deliver a lot of punch. Nothing like rather half-hearted thing which is going to zap somebody and make them concussed. But I do have, ADS was the system. It's called Active Denial System, we were talking about just now. And that was the thing which heats up your skin and is used for crowd control. And that was actually put into use, I can't remember, briefly. It was on top of a Humvee, I think it was used in Iraq a few times. But it had to be withdrawn because people said, well, if you fire your directed energy in their eyes, that's going to blind people. And we get sued for millions of dollars by civilians who say they were blinded by us using this ADS system.
All right, so looking at what we've been talking about, why Rendlesham? Why did this happen at Rendlesham?
Well, say you had this kind of weapon and you wanted to try it out on some unsuspecting military folk. I'm afraid they'd have to be your own folk, because after all, you've got to interrogate them afterwards and say, okay, what happened? What happened to you? Did you have sudden memory loss? Were you blinded or whatever? They had to try them out on some unfortunate, unwitting soldiers. And this is not the first time that's been done by Americans. Because if you remember, there were all sorts of congressional hearings on trying out radioactive substances and LSD on people by the military on unwitting subjects, quite often not necessarily military men, but patients in some hospital trying out various things. And that's always been the attitude. You know, these we need to have these things, and we got to try them on somebody, so who can try them on? Try them on people who don't know that this is being done to them.
Do you think, parenthetically here, that maybe Barney and Betty Hill were the victims of some kind of mind control experiment? That might be something else we can bring up as we continue. The book is The Rendlesham Forest UFO Mystery. The author, George Wingfield, has a lot more to talk about. You're here with Gene and with Tim, and of course with George. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So just quickly here before we get back to this, would people like Barney and Betty Hill back in the early 60s have been the victim of government ledger domain or experimentation?
It's certainly possible, but I don't think this was the case with Barney and Betty Hill. Betty Hill, I have a piece I've got somewhere on my computer, which I might send you. Actually, Betty Hill was a slightly crazy lady. She was a wonderful woman, but she saw flying saucers and aliens around every corner. This is especially after her alleged encounter and her brief abduction with husband Barney. But some researcher went up to talk to Betty Hill, and he said he enjoyed everything immensely, but Betty Hill was the sort of person who, you know, so I got to get on the street and get something. And when she came back, she'd be breathless. She said, "Oh, my God, there was a UFO. It was flying at treetop level. Did you see it? Did you see it?" And great excitement and a great insistence. Yeah, the aliens are out there. They're pretty close to us. And some other lights from some railroad crossing, she took this guy out and said, "Well, look, you see that red light moving along over there?" Well, he saw very quickly that it was some kind of reflection off the railroad track, I think, of a crossing light. And he thought, "Oh, my God, this lady is sort of, she's something else." And so that rather sort of puts my estimation of Betty Hill to a different level.
I did meet her a couple of times back in the 70s, and
you did?
Again, I thought she was a really nice woman.
Oh, she's really nice, wonderful. Yeah.
Sure. And she did influence, obviously, her niece, Kathleen Martin.
Oh, yes.
But I think Kathleen obviously had thorough training as a hypnotherapist, but I thought the last time we had her on, she started going into the fringe area far more than I might have expected. Just the point.
Yeah. Well,
I wanted to bring something out of left field here. Speaking of left field, there's the book that was written by Peter Robbins and Larry Warren, Left at Eastgate. It was our first exposure to Rendlesham when we had Peter on the show. Later on, he learned that Larry Warren was pulling the wool over everyone's eyes with what he claimed to have happened, and Peter kind of disavowed the book. So do we think that Larry Warren is another Peniston, or do you think Warren was worse?
No. Oh, I think Larry Warren was far worse than Peniston. Peniston was there, and most of his story is as it is. He has embellished his story. The first embellishment, which I say about Peniston's story, is the takeoff, which only he ever witnessed. But just to go back to Larry Warren. Now, I was at a UFO conference in Pensacola Beach, and I guess this was 1997, and Larry Warren was one of the speakers, and what's the other guy called, the guy I did the book with? Peter Robbins. Yeah, they were both there, but Larry Warren got up to speak, and I was very interesting to hear what he said about Rendlesham, and I knew from the moment he got up there, this man is giving us a pack of lies. I could tell. I'm not that intuitive, but I knew for a fact that this, I knew that what Larry Warren was saying was completely untrue. He had got, obviously, he knew about the story. He knew about the encounter in the forest, and he knew about all of this sort of stuff. Larry Warren was a young Air Force man who was briefly based at RAF Bentwaters / Woodbridge at the time of this. But if you check in Nick Pope's book and various other books, none of the witnesses who were there at the time, who were in Rendlesham Forest, who were on the base, remembers Larry Warren being there. I don't know where he was. He might have been on leave, or he might have been, goodness knows. But the story Larry Warren got, I believe, was given to him by a man called Adrian Bastinza, was one of these sort of peripheral characters who was out in the forest seeing UFOs and things of this kind. And I think he gave Larry Warren his story. And Larry Warren thought, well, okay, I was there, and I saw all of this and embellish it no end. And he did. And he said that, Larry Warren said that, you know, a large number of Air Force officers, including the base commander, whether he meant Charles Holt or deputy base commander, or Gordon Williams, who was the commander of the 81st Tactical Fighter Wing, who was the most senior officer on the base, they came out with other men, and then there was someone there who had a radio with him who said, they're coming, they're coming. And he was supposed to have been in contact with the UFO, which flew in, and there was this, he said it was a pyramid shape, a small pyramid-shaped object, and one could see little beings, alien beings, sort of fuzzy outline inside it, and the base commander, according to Larry Warren, went up and communicated with these beings. And then the story got even better, and I think the story was that this unfortunate alien spaceship had got some problem, and it had to land, and it needed to be repaired. This is one of the features of the Rendlesham story, which some people thought was plausible. I don't think it's plausible in any way. What do you repair a UFO with? You can't just drop into some American Air Force base and borrow the avionics from the A-10 airplane or whatever one would use to repair a UFO. So, as I said before, I thought Larry Warren's story or his take on it was, something unmentionable, but there we are. And I like Peter Robbins. Peter Robbins, I haven't seen him since that time, and I know Peter Robbins is a great follower of Bud Hopkins, and very fascinated by the alien abduction subject. But I hope that I will see Peter Robbins, because he's going to be at a UFO UFO meeting, which I go to every year, which is in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. It's the Ozark Mountain UFO conference.
I would love to see that one day. I've heard about it for years, and I haven't been to Arkansas.
Why don't you come this year?
I'll consider it, but it's quite a distance from us. We got more to come with George and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky looking for air support from the U.S.
He needs tanks, he needs artillery, he needs air defense, including another HIMARS. There's things he needs now that we're sending him to put him in a position to be able to make gains this spring and this summer going into the fall. The idea that we know exactly what's going to be needed a year, two, three from now, but there is no basis upon which there is a rationale, according to our military now, to provide F-16s.
There were no survivors when a small medical plane went down Friday night in the Nevada desert, killing all five people on board. Despite protests from students, Marymount University in Northern Virginia has voted to get rid of 10 of its degree programs, including theology and religion. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right, we continue with George Wingfield talking about the book, The Rendlesham Forest UFO Mystery and Project Honey Badger. Should point out this is not a very long book. Comes in at close to 200 pages with the index, and therefore it's worth a read and it won't take very long to get all the information. It's really, really fascinating. Now, when the Rendlesham case occurred, George, one of the explanations came out, and it was just people seeing this lighthouse in the distance.
Well, I'm very familiar with that lighthouse, which has sadly been demolished just about 2 years ago. They took it down. They said it was going to fall into the sea anyway, and it's no longer there. And I've got my own photograph of the lighthouse, which is... was, I should say, not is, at Orford Ness, which is 6 miles away from the base, from the Woodbridge base. I used to go to that part of Suffolk, England, many times before the Rendlesham case, before 1980. I'm a very old man, as you probably know, and I used to go there in the 70s, and I was very familiar with the lighthouse, and the lighthouse used to let out a bright flash every 5 seconds. It was sort of like a rotating beam from the lighthouse, a rotating mirror. And there's no way that the lighthouse explains all that happened. What I say is what I said from the beginning. There's absolute definite proof there was some heavy physical object, a craft, if you like, down in the forest for a time. And this is what Peniston Burrows came up against. And just to go back to what they described, or what Peniston in particular described, it corresponds roughly, well, not even roughly, it's pretty closely in size to the Apollo CM, which we know was held on the base and was there for many years, even after the event.
Yes, but if it's held at the base, they would be aware of it, correct?
Who would be aware of it?
Penniston and Burroughs.
Oh, yeah, but it hadn't been held at the base. As I said, just to go back to recap, it had been flown out because it was no longer needed for training purposes for Apollo Command capsule.
It had been there at one time.
Oh, it had been there.
Right, it had been there at one time, but was this before Penniston and Burroughs were involved with the Air Force?
And then it reappeared, the command module, at the place at RAF Woodbridge at the same time as the UFO incident. And it was seen there. I mean, in the days and weeks that followed, people said, oh, there's that old CM, Apollo CM, which used to be there before. And, okay, I think some people said, oh, it's been moved. It used to be around there, or maybe they had it in a hangar. And people didn't connect the two things. But if you think about it, I described the shape and size of the Apollo Command Module, and they are very much the same as the object which Penniston describes. He walked up to, and he touched it. He walked around it, and he found what he called glyphs on it. And he... The glyphs were rough patches on it, otherwise it was just shiny metal like any Air Force fighter plane or whatever. They were, you know, stainless steel, which is what they're usually made of with a honeycomb construction to hold the plates up. But apart from that, I do believe Penniston, when he said he did go up to the UFO and touch it, because he said he drew the principal symbol which was on it. He drew it. And the principal symbol which he drew was a triangle with the circle up to the left of the triangle and a bigger circle on the right of the triangle, near the base of the triangle. And when he first came out, he said, oh, this is a diagram of what I saw on the craft, on the UFO. A lot of people, not just me, thought, I know what that looks like. It looks exactly like the Apollo mission symbol, which would have been painted on an Apollo CM, a boilerplate Apollo CM. And in fact, there was some talk on the internet, chat on the internet, at the time that diagram, Penniston's diagram was first printed. Someone said, oh my goodness, there must have been a secret Apollo mission, probably involving aliens, and it came down in the forest. And what is this? Is this Apollo, the legendary Apollo 18 or Apollo 19, which is an entirely secret project in league with the aliens? And people speculated on that for a time. And I thought, well, I don't think it was quite that. And then, what I was going to add was that recently, in 2019, Penniston has published this book. Got a copy of it here. It's called The Rendlesham Enigma. And, of course, it has, on the outside cover, it has a picture of this symbol. Well, it's certainly, the symbol has changed shape since what he drew years before. Now, right in the middle of the front cover of his book is this circle with a triangle inside it. It's an isosceles triangle. And three other circles. One is on the bottom right apex, another circle much smaller than originally on the top apex, and another one just on the circle, the larger circle, which encloses the triangle. Well, he's altered the shape of it. And so we just have these two versions. I think that Jim Penniston is fully aware now exactly what this thing was he encountered in the forest. I'm sure that back in 1980, when he and Burroughs went in there, he had no idea what it was or what this was all about. But I think that he certainly must be aware of this now, but obviously he's not going to say.
Well, we can no longer do that pitch.
Okay, so Jim Paniston is, if he does realize what this is really all about now, and I don't know, I believe he does know what it was about. It was a secret project by the U.S. military involving special forces and a specially devised Trojan horse weapon. If he does know that, he's not saying. He's, you know, he's got a good thing. He's got his book. He's appeared on, I don't know, TV shows and all over. And he's just going to go with the idea that this was an object which came from outside our planet, an extraterrestrial object, if you like. And I think he's, the last time he actually sort of suggested what this was, he suggested that it was some kind of a extremely high-tech drone which humans from our future had flown back in time. So this was a time-traveling drone. I said that the last time he sort of was talking about this, he said, of course I don't believe it's anything to do with aliens, but I think it was time travelers. And this is what is was suggested when he was under hypnosis. Of course, he's done all the hypnosis stuff, like abductees, UFO abductees, and people of that kind.
So the great news is that our guest will also be hanging around for After the Paracast, our premium show. To subscribers to the Paracast Plus, check the Paracast.plus. George, Gene, and Tim, more to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
So Peniston's excuse, George, is going to be, well, he was hypnotized. Is he going to suggest that maybe the hypnosis made him remember things he would otherwise not have remembered that didn't happen?
Yes, that is certainly true. And another embellishment to his story, which is absolutely fascinating, and I'm sure you're well aware of, is that in fairly recent years, I forget if it was 2010, something of this kind, he was doing some kind of a program with the History Channel people who love their UFOs. And he was in Phoenix, Arizona. I think John Barrett was there too. And they were taking all sorts of shots and interviews and so on. Peniston produced his police notebook. He was security police. So his police notebook from 1980, when he was at the twin bases in Suffolk, England, he pulled it out of his pocket. He said, this is the one where he has a sketch he made, he alleges he made of the UFO the next day from memory. Somebody saw, oh, what are all those ones and zeros? This long string of ones and zeros written there. And Jim said, well, I don't know, but that's what I got from the UFO. You know, we never heard anything about this before. I think 2010, but I'd have to check that date. That's what I got when I went up and touched the UFO in the forest. Somehow, a long stream of binary digits came into my head. He said it was sort of flashing lights. And I was able to remember this long stream of, you know, maybe 3,000 digits, I forget the number, but there are a lot of binary digits, such as you get in computer code. Every computer in the world uses binary digits. And he said the next day, or possibly the day after, when he was away from the base, he wrote these down in his police notebook, and he'd never really taken any notice of them until he's there with the History Channel. He said, oh, yeah, yeah. So the people from the History Channel, I think this was probably Linda Howe and Kim Sheeran, who were doing some ancient alien show or something of that kind, took away this notebook, or they photographed it, a long string of zeros and ones, endless zeros and ones running in several pages. And, of course, they came back with, the so-called UFO experts from the Ancient Aliens show came back with their interpretation of what this coded message was. And, of course, they said it shows the geographic coordinates of various sites on us, which obviously very important and connected with UFOs. So first of all, they had the Great Pyramid, the Pyramid of Giza, the geographic coordinates to, I don't know, 7, 8 places, decimals, something unbelievable. They claimed was in these string of digits. And Nick Pope in his book, Nick Pope, sounding very skeptical of what this is really about, thought, he said, this looks like a New Age wish list, you know. We've got the Great Pyramid, we've got the Nazca Lines, we're in the list, the geographic coordinates in each case, and High Brazil. Well, I thought, High Brazil, that's a sort of legendary place which occurs in ancient Irish myth. It's not a real place at all. Well, that was there, and several other places, and as Nick said, it is like a New Age wish list for, obviously, for UFO aficionados who think this is wonderful stuff.
George, I would think, though, that a computer programmer could look at the ones and zeros and maybe compile them and see what they stand for.
Well, it depends. It depends, of course, what code you're using. Now, it was claimed by Linda Howe and the other guy that this was ASCII code. That's the usual code in a lot of the world's computers was ASCII, American Standard Coded Interchange Information. Hope I said that right. Anyway, there are many different varieties of that, and people could make what they like of it, and you could say, okay, if we assume that it's ASCII code, here's a huge string of numbers. Maybe we've got, you know, sort of 1,000 digits in a long string here. What can we make of 1,000 digits? Let's say that if we take every fifth digit or something of this kind and put them all together, that'll give us some geographic coordinates. Well, that may be what they say, but I don't think anyone has shown that or proved it in any way. We know what Penniston wrote in his notebook now, because photographs of that appear in Nick Pope's book. And so anyone can make what they will of this message. But I suggest this message is merely an embellishment to make a better story. And my comparison in the book I've written is, okay, this sounds a bit like the Bible Code. Do you remember the Bible Code, which is a book written by Michael Drosnin in about 1998? I don't think we need to bother too much about long strings of binary digits and what they might mean or what they don't mean. But I do think another aspect of this is to see what the mission of the squadron RAF Woodbridge, then in 1980, the mission had changed. They weren't telling anyone about this, but the mission had changed during 1980 from being people who whose main job was to recover an Apollo command module if it come down somewhere near Britain. And they got a new commander in July of 1980, who was called Colonel Wicker, and the new mission was to infiltrate and exfiltrate special operations forces into enemy-held areas and war zones. And to do this, they had stealth helicopters, like the helicopter they used in the raid to get Osama bin Laden. And this was the new role of that particular squadron, which, of course, correlates with what I was saying about Trojan horse weapon.
Hey, George Wingfield, tell our listeners if they want to know more of what you do, where can they check you out?
Where can they check me out?
You have a website or something? Where can they find more about you?
I don't have a website. Tell them to read the book, but get the book, read the book, and then if they have further questions, I'm sure we could discuss this on the Paracast. You have a forum in which I can answer questions. So encourage people to go to the Paracast. No doubt there'll be a thread associated with me or my book, and we can get into this in more detail.
Sounds great to me. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can find us on Facebook, where we have a Paracast group and a Paracast fan club. We also offer branded merchandise, 4 different logos with T-shirts and throw pillows and caps and all that good stuff. Go to theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop for that. Also, George Wingfield will be on our premium show after the Paracast with more discussion. You can get after the Paracast if you subscribe to our streaming service, the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to theparacast.plus. Get this special. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20. We'll give you a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions to the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. George Wingfield, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.